Just because his office in the EPA is 3,000 miles from Washington, Rusty Harris Bishop still feels involved. He just wishes it would happen a little later in the morning sometimes.
That's one of the frustrations I think that we have sometimes is we have a time difference that is pretty significant. And so, you know, we'll get into the office at 8 a.m. and we'll have a call waiting for us and they want something by noon their time. And that really gives us, you know, an hour to get something to them. So I don't know that they always appreciate the time difference, but we always joke that, you know, after 2 p.m., you don't have to worry about anything for the rest of the day because the calls from headquarters won't be coming in after 5 p.m. their time.
All joking aside, Harris Bishop and others at EPA say communications with field offices is pretty good. Harris Bishop says his office interacts with headquarters often.
To us, headquarters is really who we report to in terms of our success and our progress. And so the only time we really interact with them in a great deal is in they're asking, so when are you going to get this done? And we're constantly updating our commitments and plans for how the progress for each of our sites.
But communication isn't just one way either. Rick Rogers is the Associate Director in EPA Region 3's Office of State Programs in the Land and Chemicals Division. Rogers says his office often gives input during the development of policy on its effect in the field.
And I see our role as being the advocate for helping to make a policy implementable, if I can make up a word, rather than one that just seems to look right or fit right within a law or regulation. So we do play that role when developing a regulation, when it's dealing with, say, taking samples or requirements for oversight of industries or regulated entities. We have, I guess, a little bit more experience in working with individual states or and state staff and knowing what they can do, how they can do it, and actually the pressures that the states feel in terms of budgetary problems, loss of positions, inability to fill positions. And that all equates to if we come out with a policy that's not implementable, what benefit is it to protecting public health and the environment?
Roger says he feels like headquarters is listening and values their input.
A lot of times we come out with good regulations or policies to be followed, but there's just really there isn't enough money to really implement them, whether it's money that the EPA provides to state agencies or if it's state agencies who have to get the funding from somewhere, whether it's their own internal budgets or through fees and whatnot collected from the regulated entities. The bottom line usually is we have a good set of regs or policies to work with, but you know they're designed to be fully funded and we're typically not fully funded. So a lot of times we're struggling to try to make ends meet with providing states as much technical assistance and funding we can provide.
Harris Bishop says it would be helpful for headquarters staff to go out into the field more often, whether or not they're developing policy.
There's nothing that beats face-to-face interaction. So we are able to do like rotational assignments where we do get people that go out to work at headquarters for 3 or 4 to 6 months, and that's really beneficial for them and beneficial for the region because then they have more contacts back there, they understand who's doing what, and have a better way of, you know, when you need a question answered, they're a great resource.
Russell Swan is EPA's chief of the Underground Storage Tank, Asbestos, Lead, and Pesticides branch in the Office of Regional Counsel for Region 3 in Philadelphia. Swan says his field office counts on headquarters to offer a broader perspective.
As we go into court to try to argue different things, every now and then we do find ourselves having to contact our headquarters counterparts because they will know the public policy implications of a particular regulation. We're just reading the regulation as it is in the, you know, Code of Federal Regulations. However, sometimes there's some policy implications around why we may or may not take a particular enforcement action or what the quote-unquote legislative history is surrounding that particular regulation. And a lot of times we look to them for that type of guidance because their scope is a little bit more national versus ours is just here in the Mid-Atlantic region. So what they'll do is they'll give us, you know, good guidance. They will give us more of a national read, and sometimes that makes a lot clearer how the path forward in terms of enforcing a particular regulation.
Harris Bishop echoes Swan's comments, saying headquarters brings a national perspective to the regions.
One of the great things that headquarters does is they have a lot of resources in terms of research for like innovative technologies and things like that. So we have a greener cleanups effort where we're trying to make sure that what we're doing in cleaning up a Superfund site, that we're doing that in a clean manner. So using clean diesel technology, renewable energy, just new approaches. And so headquarters has done a great deal in kind of developing those fact sheets and best practices that they disseminate to everyone in the regions to try and say, hey, we think this would be a great thing to try on your site.
Roger says, in the end, communication is key for both headquarters and the field.
Trying to just understand each other's point of view and trying to communicate that well has always been a bit difficult. And I've always thought, ever since I was first in the program and working on my first regulatory development work group, that it would be really helpful if we could switch shoes so that we could get the experience and see what it's like to work inside the Beltway and experience those differences and pressures and expectations, and vice versa, have folks that work in our programs in Washington come out and be in our shoes for a while. I think that would really help in a better understanding on both sides and better acceptance or understanding of why we're each asking for what we're asking for.
Swan adds, only recently has he got to spend some time with headquarters staff. He quickly realized how important that is.
One of the things that would be helpful to me is just to understand all how the organization works. To be, you know, completely frank, there's a lot to the organization there in D.C. And I personally sometimes have blind spots in terms of who's who. And there's a few names that I have and I know, and a lot of them are either at the staff level or at my level as like a branch chief. Sometimes I'm not exactly sure how all of the different pieces move and how they interconnect. So that's one of the things that I've taken on personally to try to figure that out, because it's been helpful to know that the phone call should be made to Mrs. X as opposed to Mr. Y on a given issue, which just makes for more efficiency.
He adds, a recent trip to Washington gave him a better understanding of how EPA works. Swan says that invaluable experience will help improve communication and therefore mission in the long run. In Washington, Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.